So let's review. In the previous Mishnah we learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hay Hayid Rabbi Yeshua, B'yoyim Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Ein Yoyim Shein Bo Klala, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there is not a day that there is no curse. V'lo Yered Hatal Avracha, the dew that falls does not bring prosperity. V'nitl Tam HaPeres, the taste of fruits was eliminated. Rabbi Yossi says, Af Nitl Shumen HaPeres, the richness of the fruits was also eliminated. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Hatahara nitla as hatam v'sareach. The taste and smell of fruits were eliminated because people were impure. Hamaisris nutlu as shuman hadogon. The richness of the grain was eliminated because people did not separate maiser. V'chacham maimrim, haznus v'chashafim kilo as hakol. All goodness ended because of znus and sorcery. The Gemara cites Rabbah who says, B'chol yayim v'yayim merubu kelolosa mishal chaveri. The curse of each day is greater than that of the previous day. If so, Alma Amayko Mekayim, HaKadusha Desidja, and the world is supported only through the Kadusha that is recited during Uvolat Tzinkayil, because as Rashi explains, Hoel V'yesh Kanshtayim, Chavivhu. This serves as both Kadusha and Talmud Torah, the Torah learning for all Yidden, therefore it is special, and by Yehesh Meirabah Dagadata, through the Kaddish that is recited after the Drasha on Shabbos, because this too serves a dual purpose. As Kiddush Hashem, as Kaddish, and Talmud Torah, it marks the Torah learning of all Yidden. Zakta Mishnah, Bepulmas Shal Aspasionis, Gazra Alataras Chasanim. When the Roman general Aspasionis laid siege to Yerushalayim, the Chacham prohibited the wreaths worn by the grooms on their heads. Rav says, Lo Yishono El Shal Melech V'Gafris, Avashal Hadis V'Shal Verid Mutar. Only the Ataras made of salt and decorated with sulfur were prohibited, but those of myrtle and of roses were still permitted. For Shmuel says, Af shal hadas vishal verid aser, shal kanam vishal chilas mutter. Even those made of myrtle and rose were prohibited, but those of reeds and papyrus were still permitted. But Levi disagrees and says, Af shal kanam vishal chilas aser, all Ataras were prohibited. The Mishnah mentions that Bepumis shel Aspasionis gazru ala irus. As the Gemara explains, Tavla dechad puma, they prohibited the bells that had one inner clapper and were used in the taverns to accompany the singing. Mishnah continues, Bepumis shel Titus gazru ala taras kalis. 52 years later, when the Roman general Titus laid siege to Yerushalayim, the Chacham prohibited the wreaths the brides wore on their heads, as the Brayse elaborates, Ezehu ataras kalis. Ir shel zav, avaleisa is the kippah shel melas. They prohibited only the ataras made of gold on which a city was engraved, but they did not prohibit hats made of white wool. And the Brisa adds, af al chupas chasanim gazru zahiris hamushavis. They also prohibited the groom's cloth canopies that were supported with gold plates. However, avaleisa papiris v'toyle bokomash yirtze. They permitted canopies that were supported with wood, even when gold ornaments were attached. The Mishnah continues, Bepulmes shel Titus gazru, v'shalei lamed adam es beno yevanis. They also prohibited for a father to teach his son the Greek philosophy because of an incident in which a person used chachmas yevanis to assist the enemy. The Gemara, however, makes the following distinction. Only the use of chachmas yevanis was prohibited. However, the use of lashon yevanis, the Greek language, was still permitted. And for Beis Rabbi Gamliel, even chachmas yevanis was permitted because the Kraven Lamalchas Hava, they associated with the government. The Pumas Ha'achrain, Gazru Shalei Tetzah Kalab Aperion B'Teichair. During the final siege on Yerushalayim, the Chacham prohibited for a bride to be escorted under a canopy to her new home. However, Rabbi Seinu Hitiru, Shalei Tetzah Kalab Aperion B'Teichair. The Chacham later permitted for a bride to be escorted under the canopy, because as the Gemara explains, Mishum Tzniusa, to promote modesty. The Gemara goes on to discuss the negative effects following the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, Boishu Chaveirim Ubnei Chorin V'chofu Roisham, V'nidaldlu Anshem Aisa. The respectable people became poor and degraded, the worthy people were ignored, V'gorvu Bal Yisrael Bal Yiloshen, while the lower class became rich and important, and the brazen people were looked up to. And V'ein Darish V'ein Mavakish V'ein Shail. There is no one left to beseech and pray on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Al mi lanu lihishoin, alavina shebashamayim. We are therefore dependent only on Hashem to help us. The Gemara continues that the situation will be similar be'ikvas Mashiach in the time before the coming of Mashiach. Be'ikvas Mashiach chutz be'yask, insolence will be rampant. Hagefen titin piria v'hayan be'yeger. Wine will be expensive even while the grapes are abundant, because as Rashi explains, all the people will be occupied with drinking wine. U'malchus tehapach leminas ve'en techachas. The government will have become hypocrites, and there will be no one that can rebuke those that sin, because as Rashi explains, Shekulam nechshalim b'chatois, all will have committed transgressions. V'yirechet yimasu, the pious people will be despised. V'emes tehinaderis, the truth will be scarce. Ne'arim p'nei zikenim yalbinu, the youth will embarrass their elders. And ben menaval av, bas kama ba'ima, kala b'chamaisa, a son will act repulsively to his father, a daughter will be rude to her mother, and a daughter-in-law to her mother-in-law. We can rely only on Hashem to help us. The Mishnah now discusses the negative effects following the Chacham's departures from this world. When your mayor passed on, it was the end of those who taught with parables. When Ben Azeh passed on, it was the end of those who learned Torah diligently. When Ben Zema passed on, it was the end of those who darshan all the psukim. When Rabbi Kiva passed on, batlu kavra Torah, the Torah's honor ended, as Rashi explains. Rabbi Kiva honored the Torah by darshaning each and every letter. When Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa passed on, batlu anshei Maisa, it was the end of those who performed miraculous acts. When Rabbi Yosi Ketanta passed on, pasku chasidim, it was the end of the pious people. V'lam nikrish meketanta, shei ketanta shel chasidim. And he was considered Ketanta because he was the least of the pious. When Yerichem ben Zakeh passed on, batl ziva chachma, the beauty of chachma ended. When Yerim Galil HaZaken passed on, batl kavra teira, umesa tahara oprishis, the Torah's honor ended, as Rashi explains, until his passing people had the strength to learn Torah while standing, but afterward they were weakened and could learn only while sitting. When Yerim Shmuel ben Pavi passed on, batl ziva kohuna, the beauty of the kahuna ended, as Rashi explains. He was wealthy and provided meals for many kahanim. When Rebbe passed on, batla anava v'yereschet, it was the end of the humble and God-fearing Jews. However, amale Rav Yosef l'tana, loy tisne anava deika ano. Rav Yosef said to the Tana, don't include anava, because I am humble. And amale Rav Nachman l'tana, loy tisne yereschet deika ano. Rav Nachman said to the Tana, don't include yereschet, because I am God-fearing. Hanulach Perek Egla Rufa, Veslikla Masech Deseite, where Baruch Shem completed the 9th Perek, and Masech Deseite, and will begin Masech Degit in the next year, Be'ezras Hashem.